non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. More from townhall.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan Tuchman with the Insurance Hour. I'm here to answer all of your health insurance questions, home, property, property and casualty, claims, whatever issues or questions you may have. Feel free to give me a call at 222-TALK, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. There's a lot going on in the insurance industry right now, especially now with the open enrollment. Medicare open enrollment started officially yesterday, October 15th. Individual health insurance for Obamacare begins November 1st to get your plans updated for the 2019 year. And there's just a lot that happens at this time of year. It gets busy, it gets confusing, and you get buried under a mountain of information from people advertising and sending you material over the mail, through the mail. So I know it's easy to get confused. So give me a call when you have a question. You know, when it comes to Medicare, and you're turning 65 or you're going to be turning 65 in the next year or so, you got to be careful because it's easy to make mistakes that end up costing you money, basically forever. For the rest of your life, which can be a very, very long time now. Medicare is easy. It's easy to navigate when you have somebody that can help you get through through some of the little bumps, the little speed bumps along the way. And then it's really very smooth sailing. And once you're on it, you're on it. So with Medicare, you basically have three options. When you're turning 65, you got option one. It's original Medicare. That's where the government's going to pay 80% of the bills. You're going to be on the hook for 20%, and you buy a prescription drug plan. Pretty simple, except that you're on the hook for 20% of your medical expenses. If it's a $1,000 bill, that's what's $200. But if it's a $100,000 bill and you're having to reach into your pocket for $20,000, that's a lot. It's a lot no matter who you are. Option two, you're staying on original Medicare. Government's still going to pay the 80%. But now what you're going to do is you're going to buy a supplement plan or a Medigap plan from an insurance company. They're going to cover that 20%. And your out-of-pocket is zero. You're going to buy a small prescription drug plan for another 25, 30, maybe $35 a month to cover your prescription drugs. That's the way to go if you can afford roughly about a $200 a month payment for the Medigap plan. Option three, that covers most of retirees, and that's your Medicare Advantage plan. You're leaving original Medicare. The government's not going to pay 80%. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to send your Part B premium along with some additional money to the insurance company. You're going to be able to enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan. Typically, they're a zero premium. You don't have a monthly premium with them. Some of them do. Most of them do not. And then you're going to have some co-pays when you go to the doctor. If you have hospitalization, you're going to have some co-pays for 1 to 4 days, 1 to 5 days, maybe 1 to 7 days. And you're going to have a stopgap. They include a prescription drug plan. And that's it. Think of your traditional group health insurance plan. That's how a Medicare Advantage plan is structured, except you're not paying anything for it on a monthly basis. So that's kind of your road to Medicare. That's what you got to have to figure out. It's easy to get lost. It's easy to get confused. And excuse me. And you have a lot to consider. If you're a retiree, rising healthcare premiums impact your retirement savings if you're a couple of years out and the cost of health insurance is going up on your employer plan? You know, you might end up making a mistake, which I think is a mistake, and reduce how much money's going into your 401k to cover the additional costs on your health insurance premiums through your employer paid plan through your group insurance. I usually recommend don't do that. Tighten your belt, pay the difference out of your paycheck, and keep socking money away into your retirement plan. Lawmakers, they are working to try to make Medicare better. Of course, we kind of have a dysfunctional government. They can't seem to agree on anything. If one says the sky is blue, the other one says the sky is gray. The House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee, they passed three proposals within the committee to try to advance them into the House to make Medicare better. H.R. 3220, which is the Medicare Common Access Card Act, and that was to make it easier to on your Medicare access card. It was to automate it some. And have it more electronic versus a paper card or a plastic card that you would keep in your wallet. H.R. 3220 basically set up a Medicare Smart Card pilot program. We'll have to see how well it works. Then there's H.R. 4396. That's 4396. That was for Medicare Dental, Vision, and Hearing Benefit Act. That is to help promote... that Medicare plans will include full dental, full vision, and hearing aid benefits. So you get which currently they do not necessarily have, or they have in a very limited format. Currently, Medicare, if you are on Medicare or you're going to be going on Medicare, Medicare does not cover full dental. They cover two cleanings, and they will pull a tooth. If it's a bad tooth, that's about it. So you're going to have a standalone dental plan if you're going to be going on Medicare soon, or this year if you're going to be turning 65 or enrolling into Medicare for the first time. A standalone dental plan is pretty much a must have. Same with vision. They all have some sort of vision benefit. Usually it's a very limited amount. They'll pay for new eyeglass frames like once every 24 months. That's once every 2 years, and then from there they give you a $100 benefit for the lenses or for your eyeglass lenses. So not as great as it should be. A little standalone vision plan, $10 to $15 a month, but another must have if you wear glasses and you're on Medicare. And then of course there's hearing aids. It's pretty inexpensive to get a hearing aid check. Most places are 20, maybe 30 bucks if they charge anything at all. And then, of course, they can charge several thousand dollars per hearing aid. So that's something that Medicare is that the House and Congress is looking at as to, hey, should Medicare be reaching into it to should Medicare be providing funds to pay for hearing aids? Or portions of hearing aids, because of the extreme cost that they run on the private market.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, I'm back. You're back. We're back together. So we were talking about Medicare. We're going to kind of continue on with a little bit on it. You know, if you're, like I said, if you're retiring early, you're 55 to 60 and you're taking early retirement and you've decided that, you know, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm going to enjoy life. What are you going to do about your health insurance? You got several options. You got your employer plan. That's Cobra. You'll end up going on Cobra. You'll pay the full rack rate of the health plan. Your employer will no longer contribute to it. And whatever you're used to paying, you'll have a little bit of sticker shock when you get the new premium in the mail. and then you have some other plans. You have some other options. If you're retiring and you can control your income and you can keep it below a certain amount, you might be able to qualify for an advanced tax credit or a subsidy through the Affordable Care Act, and you can get a plan for maybe a little bit less than your employer Cobra coverage. The other option is you go direct to the insurance company and you get a plan direct through them. And if you're in good health and you don't have any type of pre-existing conditions and you're not on any and you don't have any chronic conditions and you're not on any on a whole list of medications, there's been some rollbacks in the regulations concerning temporary health plans, and you can get a temporary health plan for a year at a time. and maybe save some premium dollars that way. There are some pros and cons on temporary plans. We will go over those a little bit later, but they are there. Again, feel free to give me a call if you have any questions. 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. So we have. Let's tell you what. Let's go ahead and go into to temporary plans. Some pros and cons. There's a lot of good stuff about them, and then there's a little. Like I said, there's a little bit of negative to them. So let me get my notes here. So you know what is a temporary plan? As it's defined, it's temporary. It's not meant to be long term. It's not really meant to be year over year. It's just meant to cover a gap. However, because of the Affordable Care Act and what it did to the insurance pricing and the premiums, temporary plans for the healthy have become a very good option. They keep the premiums down lower. They don't necessarily cover pre-existing. So if you're like a type 2 diabetic or you've had a heart attack or survived cancer, the insurance company has a right to ask you some qualifying health questions. They're allowed to pull your medical history, and then they're allowed to say, hey, yes or no, we want to insure you or we don't want to insure you. So that there's a big con, big negative for you, that an insurance company can refuse to insure you on a temporary health plan dependent on your health condition. But again, if you're healthy, you can qualify for some very, very low premium amounts. But what else can they do? Well, do they cover hospitalization? Yes, a temporary plan covers hospitalization. Does it cover doctor visits? Well, it can. Some of them do have copays, usually a limited copay amount. Usually you get to go maybe to two doctor visits a quarter or four doctor visits over a 6-month period. And you get a copay when you go to your primary care or a specialist doctor. Doesn't matter which one, because of course it depends on the plan. Will it cover maternity? Well, it will if you're not pregnant when you get on the plan. If you get pregnant while you're on the plan, yep, you're covered. Will it cover a spouse? Only if you add the spouse, only if you take the spouse, only if your spouse is added when you're taking out the plan. If you get married midway through, you don't really necessarily get the option to add a dependent onto the plan. You got to wait. They got to get their own. The average short-term premium in 2014 was $110 for an individual. That's gone up a little bit, but it could still be pretty inexpensive. Most temporary plans have a wide range of deductibles on them. Depending on the company, you can get as low as a $500 or $1,000 deductible. And again, depending on the company, you can get as high as a $12,500 deductible. So you do have the ability to mitigate the premium, because of course, the higher the deductible, the lower your monthly premium is going to be to the insurance company. They have a pretty select or a pretty wide, diverse network. In some cases, there's a couple of plans here in Northeast Florida, and actually for Florida on the temporary that include the Mayo Clinic. So if the Mayo Clinic's important to you, and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg for health insurance, getting a qualified health plan that gives you all the 10 essential health benefits, you might get a temporary plan. You might see if you can qualify for a temporary plan, pay less, and still have access to the Mayo Clinic. So it's a thing to consider. It's an option, especially if you're retiring early. It gives you some options as to what you can do. you know, when does the coverage start? Usually within 1 to 14 days of when the application is submitted. That it won't protect, well, there's no tax penalty anymore for not having a qualified health plan. So that's not really an issue on it anymore. You can buy them all year round. There's not any type of open enrollment window for them or period like we're moving into now for a qualified health plan. Remember, it can be declined for pre-existing conditions. Depends on the company. Some will not. But let's be honest, most will. Will it cover maternity care? Well, yes, if you're pregnant and you have the baby after you've gotten the plan. You can't be pregnant before you get the before you enroll into the plan. Will it cover doctor visits? Again, yes, it will. Some of them, at least. And you'll pay more for those. That's kind of like a little premium benefit for a temporary plan, so it will increase the premium somewhat. It does cover for hospitalization. It will cover for urgent care visits. But again, if you have a pre-existing, one of two things, you'll either be denied by the insurance company or the insurance company will say, hey, well, we'll write the plan, but we're not going to cover that pre-existing health condition. There is no government subsidy for them, so you are paying the full premium for the temporary plan. Can you renew it every year? The answer to that is yes, as long as you haven't suffered some sort of an accident or illness throughout the year. I'll give you a prime example. You're on a temporary health plan. You have a major heart attack. Everything, you go into the hospital. They pay the claims. Everything is well and good. You come up to your renewal window. Well, the insurance company is going to send you a letter and they're going to say, hey, John, hey, Mr. John Doe, we're exercising our right and you now have a pre-existing condition, which you didn't have before, but you do now. We're not going to cover you. We're not going to allow you to renew the plan, which is going to put you into basically the Obamacare market, and you're going to have to find a qualified health plan that's not going to ask you about pre-existing health conditions. And yes, you'll probably end up paying a higher premium for the plan. Again, on average, you are going to save probably, I want to say easily 50 to 60% based on a qualified health plan. And if you can qualify for a subsidy, sometimes that's the way to go. And, you know, I talk to clients all day long. Many of them say, I don't want Obamacare. I don't want to get a subsidy. I don't believe in the plan. I don't believe in the law. And so I don't want to have it. And I understand it's a philosophy. It's an opinion. I understand it. I respect it. Here's the way I look at it. We are all paying out of our taxes for Obamacare to subsidize a segment of the population that makes 400% or lower of the federal poverty level. Well, to give you an example, in 2019, if you're a one-person household, single, no dependents, 100% of the federal poverty level is $12,140. So if you make $12,140 up to $48,560, which is 400% of the federal poverty level, you will qualify for some sort of a tax credit or subsidy. The larger your family size, the more money you can make, the higher the maximum amount gets, and also the higher the minimum amount gets. So if you're a two-person household, single mom and a kid, single dad and a kid, a husband and a wife, your minimum is $16,460. Your max, $65,000. And hey, I hear the music for a break. We're going to take a little bit of break. We'll come back and we'll keep going over it.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Turkey state-run news agency says the Saudi consul in Istanbul has left for Saudi Arabia. It's a move made hours after Turkey said his official residence would be searched in connection with the disappearance of a Saudi writer. The Andalus news agency reporting that Consul Mohammed Al-Otabi flew out of the country in the afternoon hours. President Trump lashing out at Senator Elizabeth Warren over DNA test results she released that indicate that she has some Native American heritage. The president says Warren is, quote, getting slammed over the assertion. Warren released the test results on Monday in part to push back against the president's longstanding criticism of her ancestry claims. The DNA test, she says, show that she has a little less than 1/1,000th of her body percentage is from Native Americans. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 500 points. This is SRN News.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, October 18th through Sunday, October 21st, it's the Southern Women Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Thursday, October 18th from 5 to 9 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center in Neptune Beach. And Thursday, October 18th at 8 p.m., enjoy the fabulous Thunderbirds live at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall in Ponte Vedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The rise of socialism has never been more clear. Right now in America.
Judge Jeanine in Northeast Florida. Thursday evening, October 18th at Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena.
An absolutely great evening. Ron DeSantis is a great guy. I believe that he's going to win. He's going to be the governor of Florida.
Judge Jeanine with Florida's next governor, Ron DeSantis. Together on stage. Don't miss it. Go to DuvalGOP.com to get your tickets. Get your seat today. Political advertisement paid for and approved by the Republican Party of Duval County.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back on the air. So let's kind of continue on with the Affordable Care Act. So I know some of you are asking, you know, hey, what's going on as far as the premiums for 2019? Well, there's actually some good news on that front. Positive or negative, whether you like the current administration, whether you don't like them, they did do some positive things when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. When they removed the individual mandate, it sent a message to the insurance companies. Hey, you guys got to sharpen your pencils and you got to find a way to keep these plans affordable and enticing to allow people to make people want to buy one and get insurance coverage. Why? Because we're not going to make it mandatory anymore. So it's optional. It's back the way it used to be. People can get it. People cannot get it. There's no penalty for not having it beginning January 1, 2019. What did that do? Well, again, I think it did something pretty good. We've had by far the lowest rate increase since this all started. For 2019, the premium change is only 1.8% from last year. I think that's pretty darn good. Now, does that mean that the plans are cheaper? No, they're still pretty. They can still be pretty much god awful expensive. The average cost of a premium for in the state of Florida for a qualified health insurance plan. That'll cover pre-existings and everything, is $391 a month. But let's be clear, that's an average. So there's a lot of plans that come in a little bit lower. There's a lot of plans that come in a little bit higher. And not every insurance company makes their plans equal. You've got to take into account the network, the hospitals that are included. There's several companies that sell qualified health plans. And you know, the other thing, too, that you need to take into consideration, there are not that many insurers in the state of Florida that offer qualified health plans. And here's another little piece of interesting information. Of the 67 counties that make up the state of Florida, 70% of them, about 46 or 47, only have one insurer in them. So, and that insurer is Florida Blue. They are, by the way, probably the 900-pound gorilla in the state of Florida when it comes to health insurance. All the other major carriers left the state. So what you have are some small regional companies that kind of go in. I mean, they are somewhat national, but they go into states and they only pick certain counties of every state that they go into that they actually want to write business in. So I think in the state of Florida, we are looking at, let me think, there's Florida Blue, there's Health First. You have Centene, which owns Ambetter. You have Molina Healthcare. So I think you got four, maybe five companies that sell qualified health insurance that covers pre-existing conditions, and not all of those counties write in every county. Not all of those companies write in every county in the state Florida, except for Florida Blue. So they are kind of your only choice in about 46, 47 counties. You really only have Florida Blue to choose from. I do recommend that wherever you are in the state, you find a qualified health insurance agent or broker that can sit down with you, explain the plans, explain the coverages, and help you make the determination of what might be best for you in the upcoming year. Again, if you have any questions, 222-TALK, that's 222-8255. So there's, like I said, so regardless of whether you like the current administration or you don't like the current administration, they have done some pretty positive, there's a few little positive things that they've done for the Affordable Care Act that have helped actually make these plans a little bit more affordable for 2019 than they have in the past. So, you know, and then people ask, well, how do you determine where the subsidy comes from? Well, I'll tell you where the subsidy comes from. Subsidy is determined by the second cheapest silver plan in your local county. So whatever that plan costs, that's the base, or that's the median that the subsidy is determined on. So if you're buying a health plan that costs less than that second cheapest health silver plan, you're going to have more subsidy, and you're typically going to have a zero premium because there's going to be more subsidy than the cost of the plan that you're getting. If you're buying a health plan that costs more than the second cheapest silver plan, you're responsible for the difference. Let me give you an example. If the second cheapest silver plan in your county were to cost $200, then your subsidy is going to be pegged to $200. technically, you'll get a subsidy of $200 if you're, you'll typically get a subsidy that equals the cost of the second cheapest silver plan. So then what happens? Well, you decide, I don't want to buy the second cheapest silver plan. I want to go with a bronze level plan. Well, a bronze level plan might only cost $150. You're going to get a $200 subsidy because of the cost of the second cheapest silver plan. You got $50 more than you need. You get a zero premium. You don't make any health insurance payments for the year, and you move on. If, on the other hand, you say, well, you know what? The second cheapest silver plan in my area, it doesn't really have the coverages I need. I need to go get this silver plan or this gold plan. Well, if that plan costs $300, you're still going to get the $200 subsidy, and then you have to make up the $100 on the overage. And that's where your monthly premium comes from. Now, the other thing you can do is you can always say, you know what? I don't care. I don't want to go with the Affordable Care Act. I just want to reach into my pocket and just pay the premium. And that's what you're going to do. The same plan that's available typically, I want to say the same plan that's available on the Affordable Care Act on the federal exchange that's qualified for a subsidy, you can usually get through the insurer in a direct purchase. And that's not necessarily true. There are sometimes plans that the insurer sells that doesn't qualify for a subsidy. They're only available on what's known as an off exchange or a direct purchase from the health insurer. And then they sometimes also have plans that you can only get through a subsidized through the Affordable Care Act as a subsidized plan. You cannot get it direct. So that's something else to kind of consider. So, you know, like I said, regardless where you want to go with your health insurance this year, whether you want to consider a temporary plan, whether you want to consider a qualified health plan, whether you decide I just want to go uninsured, you know, I would recommend that you reach out and you talk to a licensed health insurance professional, get some second opinions, have them run your scenario and give you some options. I like to say, you don't try to fix your electricity on your own. You don't try to fix your car on your own. You either call an electrician or you go to a car mechanic to get your car fixed nowadays. Health insurance is the same way. It can be a very confusing subject. You can make mistakes. You can get stuck with a bad plan. And that's because the plan isn't the right one for you. And that's what makes it a bad plan. You know, so sometimes you just need a professional to tell you, nope, that's not the right plan for you. This one is. And then they'll explain why. And then you can make an informed decision as to what you want to do. And like I said, subsidies are determined by your household size and your income level. So depending on how much you make and how many people are in your household, that determines where you fall on the federal poverty chart. Again, as long as you're making between 100% and 400%, you're kind of in the golden zone, and your plans will only get and you'll at least get a financial subsidy to help lower the premium. And then if you make below 250% of the federal poverty level, there's a second subsidy known as cost share reductions, which the insurance companies are mandated to provide, and those cost share reduction subsidies, they change your co-pays, your deductibles, and your out-of-pocket maximums on the healthcare plans, and they lower those dollar amounts to make the plans easier to use and access healthcare in an easier method. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at with health insurance. Again, you have a lot of options. Again, it can be very confusing. It's easy to choose a wrong plan. If there's any takeaway on this, is don't buy a plan based on price. So again, don't buy a plan on price. That's the wrong way to get a plan. And like I said, find a licensed health insurance professional to give you some options.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're 2 payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back. 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK or 222-8255. You know, we're gonna kind of move on a little bit. I don't want to beat a horse too much with the health insurance. So I'm gonna kind of move on. I want to talk a little bit about life insurance today. We're going to have a show in the next couple of weeks that's going to be dedicated to 100% life insurance and what you can do with it. And there's a lot you can do with it. There's a lot of products out there now that that are new. You know, there's what I want to call the old life insurance, and that's the one that you buy to protect your family in the event that you die unexpectedly, and it keeps them from having to move out of the house and live under a bridge, and it helps them maintain the quality of living and the lifestyle that they're used to, with your incomes still being there in a manner of speaking. Well, that's the old insurance. The problem with it is that really the only way your family benefited from the insurance was you had to be out of the picture, and sometimes they don't want that. Sometimes that's not what happens. Sometimes life says, "Nope, you're not going to die. You're going to be debilitated. You're going to need help. You're going to have a nursing home or home nursing care for many years." So what's happened there? Well, the insurance companies, the life insurance companies, they got savvy. They kind of saw the trend. They saw what was happening. And what did they do? They created what I call the new life insurance. Well, what's the new life insurance? Well, the new life insurance has living benefits. Well, what are living benefits, you ask? I'll tell you what living benefits are. Living benefits are the death benefit of the policy. So imagine this. You get a $500,000 death benefit policy. If you die, your family gets $500,000. But what if you live? What if you have a massive stroke, a heart attack, cancer, bad car accident where you're paralyzed and you need help? You need to, you can't do two of the six daily activities of living. You need somebody to dress you. You need somebody to feed you. You need somebody to help you to take a bath. So what happens then? Well, I'll tell you what happens. With the new life insurance policies, you're allowed to tap into the death benefit of the policy while you're alive to help pay for the nursing care, to either go into a nursing home or to have a private duty nurse come in, or someone to come in and help help your wife or your husband take care of you. And it allows them to still go to work and earn a living, because somebody can be there to take care of you while they're doing the other things that the household needs done. So that's what the new life insurance policies do. They're not much more expensive. You pay a little bit more, but the premium and the benefits far outweigh whatever the slight increase in cost is on the life insurance premium. You know, I'm a big proponent. I like whole life policies over term policies. Tell you why. It's a simple way. Term policies, you're renting the life insurance. Whether you get it for 10 years, 15, 20, 25, 30, it's a rental. You're renting the policy. When it goes away, that's it. You don't have anything. I prefer whole life insurance. You get a cash value. There's a lot of benefits to it. Yes, you sometimes have to make a little bit of a sacrifice because you're going to pay a little bit more on the premium. But again, I think the benefits and the benefits that you're going to get from a whole life policy far outweigh the benefits of just a term policy. But let's just say, you know, you can't afford a whole life policy. It's just not something that's doable for you. You know, you're married, you've got two or three kids. There's just not that extra money. Well, if you're going to rent a policy, I'm going to ask you this. If you had to pay $10 more per month to know that at the end of that rental period, you got 100% of your money back, would it be worth it? To me, that's a no-brainer. The answer is yes. So that's where if you're going to get a term policy, you get a term policy that has a return of premium rider built into it. And that guarantees you that you're going to get your premiums back 100% when that rental of that policy goes away. So you ask, well, you know, how much does it cost for a term policy? I'll give you an example. 35-year-old man, non-smoker, 35-year-old wife, non-smoker. You get preferred non-tobacco 20-year term. You're looking at $500,000 coverage on both husband and wife. Again, this is a term policy. You're just renting it. It's $87 a month. Now that's just dirt cheap for the protection. If that's what you can afford, if that's what makes sense to you, then that's the way to go. Again, like I said, for just a little bit more money, you can get a policy that when it goes away, you're going to get all your money back in 20 years. And that's the other way. That's the better way to go. And then the best way to go when it comes to life insurance is a permanent policy, whether it's a whole life, a universal life, as long as it's generating cash value and it's giving you living benefits, meaning that you can access the death benefit in the event of a serious chronic health condition, or then yes, that's the way to go. And there's a lot of strategies when it comes to life insurance. You can use the cash value as supplemental income for retirement when you retire, because that cash value is always yours. You can borrow against it. You can help put your child through college with that cash value. So there's a lot of benefits with a policy that generates cash value. Just make sure that you're funding it properly and that it's going to have the cash value in there when you're going to need it. So again, if you have questions regarding health insurance, Medicare, life insurance, the number is 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. What else can I tell you about life insurance? I think life insurance is great on a personal level. I think everybody should have it. Nobody should do without it. I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't believe in life insurance, but you know, go to GoFundMe and look at all the people who pass away and their families left with having to put together a GoFundMe page and beg people to feel sorry for them to raise enough money to bury their loved one. And so I believe, you know, hey, get a policy. If nothing else, get a small one, $25, $50, $100,000 policy. Make sure that there's enough money, that your loved ones at least have enough money to provide a proper burial. You know, a cremation nowadays is probably somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000, and then if you want to have a traditional funeral with a casket, you know, you're probably looking at somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000. And so again, $25, $50, maybe $100,000, so that you're leaving them a little bit more than the cost of the funeral, and get a small policy at the very least. Everybody should have it, especially if you ride a motorcycle. If you ride a motorcycle, you should have life insurance on your person. It's not because you're going to have an accident. It's because somebody's probably going to hit you. They're not going to see you. They're going to turn that corner, and they're going to send you flying down the road without the motorcycle. So again, if you have a motorcycle, get life insurance. It doesn't cost a lot. You can afford it. Trust me. You know, and then like I said, you have the option for a return of premium on the policy as well. To give you an example, you know, we were talking about that return of premium, and let me get a little sample quote up here for you. Of course, when I'm wanting it, the internet's a little sluggish, so. So, you know, look at that. So a 20 year term return of premium policy instead of $87 is $115. So like I said, don't wait. Get a life insurance policy. They're not expensive, and with a return of premium, you get all your money back at the end of the rental period. So this is Dan, the insurance man, and we'll be back shortly.